Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks, mate. I understand you're busy working at the moment, so I'll keep it nice and brief, and we'll have a little chat about this, because this article's come out in the press over the past few days, obviously, and I saw your reaction to it on Twitter earlier on. It was in some of the papers saying that you're considering your future in the professional boxing world, talking about the dilemma that you've got at the moment about how to make a living in the sport. And I understand you've had a few cancellations. Obviously, what a fantastic reputation you've got in the sport as well. The one-time ABA Golden Boy as well, you know, fantastic accolades that you've had. You're going to fight the super middleweight champion, and it was Jermaine Smile, wasn't it? And that all kind of fell apart. Can you just explain a little bit about what's been going on, and let's just talk about this. Disillusion, is that really a word we can use?
Could do, yeah, but what it is, I went down to fight Jermaine Smile just after Christmas. So I had no Christmas, I was running on Christmas Day, didn't have a drink, trained like an absolute beast, didn't work, you know, because I was going to get paid for the fight, obviously, so that would have ticked me over. Then he pulled out with a bad back straight after Christmas, and oh, that's fell well. So then all got rescheduled. I say I'll wait for the fight. Then it got rescheduled for 28th of May. Then week before the fight, he's saying he's demanding $2,000 more in money. And for me, contract should have been signed and sorted, all this. This shouldn't happen a week before the fight. But plus, I've been training for another couple of months with no work, no pay. And it was just like a big kick.
I can imagine it must be quite difficult, really, because obviously, as you say, you're taking yourself out of work, you're spending money on, what, medicals, all that kind of stuff, training costs anyway, you know, quite expensive. Yeah. Sparring partners, I'm sure you're going to have to pay them to, you know, take some licks in the ring with you, but yeah, it's all costs. And I've spoken to a couple of fighters in the past who have had their opponents pull out in them, and I'm talking, like, from, you know, one end of the spectrum to the other, you know, from yourself to, you know, I spoke to Tyson Fury on the show, and he had David Haye pull out on him twice, and he said, you know, my sponsors and everything, kind of, you know, the purse rolls on. I guess it's totally different for you, isn't it? He's there with the sponsor money and all that. Was with you, there's a lot of your own investment, I guess, going in here.
See, I've only got one sponsor, really, and that's NES. It pays for my car for me, and it's signed written up. Other than that, I'm funding and struggling on myself. You know, I had a holiday book straight after the fight. I paid £500 for a brain scan and medical. That's all gone to waste now. And I've had to rebook the holiday for another couple of months till I can get the money to work. So, I'm number 9 in the bestest and oddest category in Britain. Everyone above me are like world class, do you know what I mean? And I'm in that mix. I just need taking that extra further, do you know, to get up there.
You see, I can hear the frustration in your voice, because obviously it's difficult to kind of recount everything that's happened, and losing the money and getting back in there as well, and trying to, you know, like you said, in a tough weight class, trying to fight these world class athletes. And you, when you know that you can do this, you just want to be able to do it. And How difficult is it getting a setback like this for a fighter in your position to then make that comeback? Is it must be difficult to do, and obviously you've maybe considered your future in the sport here.
It's heartbreaking, because I dropped out of school for boxing because I won ABAs, I won every championship possible in amateurs, and I packed school in for this, so other than boxing, what have I really got, do you know what I mean? So I just need pushing 100%. I'm giving it 110%. I couldn't be giving it any more than what I am doing. I've even got told that if the fight would have gone on anyway, I would have been boxing for free.
Wow.
So
what's...
Yeah.
Why are contracts not like this not sorted out properly? I mean, obviously, you know, we look at the big fighters, we all know them, and there's a lot of people trying to get you on the undercard of Kell Brook's next fight, yeah, in Sheffield, isn't there? There's a brilliant campaign to get you on that, and that is absolutely fantastic.
If everyone could tweet Eddie and get Liam Cameron in the Sheffield bill, because it makes sense. I'm a Sheffield lad. Why put a kid out of town on it with Sheffield, and Kel's bringing Sheffield boxing to Sheffield, and I want to be a part of that. And then big shows, they can put me in with anyone they want. Eddie Hearn's top boys, I won't turn them down. I'm ready to fight, and I can sell tickets. So just get tweeting Eddie Hearn.
So that's it, just basically put the pressure on, isn't it? And I guess that, you know, you've got a lot of people working with you as well. It's making sure that though that, you know, you have the right team behind you as well now, isn't it, to sort of push you forward and get you on this card and get you your next fights. When it comes to sort of thinking about your future, how close have you come now with everything that's gone on to just thinking, you know what, I'm done. I'm done with this.
I've been packed in about 20 times this week already. Then I think, why should I? Why should I pack in? I'm, like I say, I'm number 9 in all this category. You don't get into that position for nothing. I've been ABA champ first person since 1943, were it? No one's ever done it from Sheffield, and I did it. So there's still hope there, do you know what I mean? I'm training every day. I've been at gym all week now, and I've not even got a fight. I just wanted an explanation. Like, I want, if this fight couldn't have happened, should have, there should be a second plan, a backup plan for me. But obviously, season ends soon, so it's only world title fights, I think, what can be on July and August. So over the night, it's going to be September, October. That's again, we are boxing.
So basically, you've been grafting and getting in the gym as well. You're doing so much to get yourself back in the ring, and this it has to happen. Obviously, like, I think everybody should just tweet Eddie Hearn right now and make sure you tag in at Liam Cameron 21 as well. We'll make sure this is punted out to Liam. Just finally, because obviously I won't let you get back to work, I won't let you concentrate on getting forward with everything else. If you were going to give somebody some advice right now who's been in, who may be getting into this situation, who may have a fighter pull out on them, who could end up in the same position as you, what advice would you give them having gone through it?
I'd say to people, play football, don't do boxing.
Football.
Get kids into football or something. It's okay amateur level. As soon as there's money involved, it goes corrupt. So play football.
Well, let's make sure, Liam, that we can get you on a card and get your pro career really flying right now. Mate, thanks for coming on today and really, you know, expressing your opinions and just pouring your emotions out there. Really appreciate it, mate.
Yeah, thanks a lot, mate. Appreciate it.